From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting an attempt to tamp down tensions between the United States and North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he does not believe there is any imminent threat from North Korea to the Pacific island of Guam, despite Pyongyang's claim that it is examining its plan for making an enveloping fire around the U.S. territory. Tillerson spoke to reporters while flying to Guam Wednesday after an exchange of heated rhetoric between Washington and Pyongyang. He defended remarks by President Donald Trump, but also sought to calm U.S. citizens fearing a nuclear conflict with North Korea.
I think Americans should sleep well at night. I have no concerns about this particular rhetoric of the last few days. I think the president, again, as commander-in-chief, I think he felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. But I think what the president was just reaffirming is the United States has the capability to fully defend itself from any attack and defend our allies, and we will do so.
The top U.S. diplomat was on Guam on a refueling stop following a visit to Asia. Trump on Tuesday spoke a stark warning to North Korea, saying if Pyongyang continues its threats against the United States, they will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. In the statement issued early Wednesday in Asia, the North Korean Central News Agency said its armed forces were carefully examining a plan for missile strikes on Guam. American military bases there are believed to hold the largest U.S. arsenal of nuclear weapons outside of the continental United States. Guam's governor, Eddie Calvo, said in a televised speech there was no threat to the island, but said it was prepared for any eventuality.